Good morning to you, everybody.
Yo, wake up.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time to celebrate hump day.
I bust my hump every day.
It is Wednesday.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Halfway through the week.
Gosh, it is. Time flies, doesn't it?
Thank God it's Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We don't want thunderstorms or anything like that, but boy, we could use a little bit of that rain. Isn't it interesting? Don't you just find it interesting that there are countries and states where there aren't, where there isn't a drought, that are flooding, dams breaking? Yet in the West, here, wow, the drought and the wildfires. You know, if people are actually manipulating seeding clouds and manipulating this weather, why don't they put a little water our way? Or is this what they actually want? It's the Monica J. Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Participate in today's poll question. Illinois, California, Oregon. Can you get any more blue? Implementing plans to allow illegals, including senior legals, to take advantage of health benefits. Open border activists are currently lobbying New York State Democrats to pass similar plans. Should Nevada grant these benefits to illegals? Maybe we already have. It's just not being mentioned. Today and yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should any politician who votes to support gun control lose taxpayer-funded protection? 95% of those participating said absolutely yes. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Had a big meeting yesterday. Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Joining us right now, Melanie Sutton, the founder of Grassroots Patriots, Grassroots Nevada. Melanie, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for going to these meetings. How did it go yesterday?
It was absolutely interesting. I got there at like probably 12:30 in the afternoon. The meeting started at 2 o'clock. The agenda item that, so they took away the public comment. So we had to wait for our specific agenda item that we wanted to speak on, which our thing was math. We had probably about 70 parents outside and about 30 that were in the room. At 2 o'clock, our agenda item was 3.06. So our agenda item did not start until 7 p.m.
Wow.
So by then, there was probably a dozen people outside and probably about 20 inside. They kept calling names over and over and over again. Well, those people had already left. I think I was the second person to speak. It was infuriating hearing the experts speak on math for children. The superintendent, first thing she says is, our job is to do no harm. So when I got up there, I'm like, do no harm? Well, just by me speaking to these people outside, I showed pictures of people that have had staph infections from wearing a mask. I told them about another child that has a speech impediment now after having to wear a mask for the last year. So I'm like, do no harm. And then also the experts were talking about the case studies. So I look at them, they're sitting at the table right next to me. I look at them, I'm like, the cases? The CDC just came out a couple days ago saying that the testing doesn't work. So the cases, like, seriously right now? But the good thing is...
FDA recalled the COVID PCR tests.
Right.
The rapid ones.
How are you... Right. And so I'm like, you guys are ridiculous. But the positive thing that came out of last night was that they did put it in the directive where children do not have to wear a mask out school, outside, no matter what age. That was the good thing. And then also, they can have a medical exemption and possible religious exemption without having paperwork.
That's interesting. Yeah. Those are very positive. That's very interesting. So are the teachers going to abide by this? Because that's the question I get from actual kids, that when they're in the classrooms, they say, I have a medical exemption or I have religious exemption. And they say, no, I haven't heard that. Put a mask on.
That's the thing, though. Now it's actually put in the school board's directive as far as the teacher. So they can print that out and be like, look right here. The school board said this.
Okay, so that we just have to arm the kids with, don't let teachers bully you.
Correct.
Okay. Other than that, is the Board of Trustees opening up to listening to parents, to listening to the community? Are they getting any better?
Yesterday was awesome. Listening to them. They actually were discussing. The funny thing is, I don't remember a name. One of the ones that are on the other side of us that sits to the left of Taylor, she's the one that brought up, why can't we have choice? And both the new ones and Taylor all said, yeah, why can't we let them have choice? But because of the new governor's orders, they said they're worried about the funding probably from the state. So I feel like if the governor did not come down with his new orders, that they probably would have said it's the parents and the children's choice. All of them agreed with that, every single one of them, except for the governor's new orders that came down while we were at the school board meeting.
Okay. Melanie, as usual, how can people find out more about Nevada Grassroots?
So nvgrassroots.com, or we're on Facebook, NV Grassroots Patriots. We have like three different groups. Flag Parades is our biggest one. We post everything that we're working on all the different types of social media.
All right. Thank you so much for all you do, and just keep doing it. Because I think more and more parents are waking up and backing what your group and what other groups are doing to finally hold the Washoe County School Board accountable. So, again, I cannot say thank you enough.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Melanie. There goes Melanie Senton, founder of Nevada Grassroots. We have some great organizations out there that are getting people rallied, getting people involved, getting people the information that they need to have the power. Information and truth is your power. So with these regulations, with what the Washoe County Board of Trustees is putting out now, if they're actually putting this in for choice, if they're putting in for medical exemption, if they're putting it in for religious exemption, get that printed off, laminate it, give it to your kids, and send them to school with it every day. It's just, we have to be prepared. We are armed with the information that we need. Because it's just going to get worse. Monica, after I heard this morning about the K-12 mask mandates, I was not upset. I was inspired. I was inspired to rebel. I now know what to expect and how to go against the tyrants. The government cannot force vaccinations or masks on me. I plan on marching into school with no mask on, knowing that there's nothing they can do about it. You and I are not the ones spreading misinformation. The CDC is. The Delta variant is just to keep the fear going into midterms. Personally, I doubt the Delta variant is even real. In the words of Bryson Gray, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not taking the vaccine. When they tell me to comply, I do not know what they mean. Miguel, thank you so much. Hopefully the other students will take your lead as well and do what's best for them.
This is not headline news. The Rolling Stones posted their rescheduled tour dates. So if you want to see the Rolling Stones in their prime, you're 40 years too late. Afro Man turns 47 today. He was going to throw himself a huge party, but, well, you know. Dr. Dre was ordered to pay his soon-to-be ex-wife nearly $300,000 a month in spousal support. Dre is losing so much money, his next single is called Nothing But a BK Thing. The Dallas Cowboys signed free agent safety Malik Hooker. Based on his past, I'm guessing it's not the first time owner Jerry Jones has paid a hooker. The CDC is urging some vaccinated people to start wearing masks again. But if you don't live in a high-risk area, they just want you to do it because you're ugly. This is not headline news.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yes to Tyra and AJ and everybody else who is asking me for Dr. Dalton's information. Please just send me an email and I will send you all you need to know to get in contact with him. Because that's the thing. Once you have this virus, just like any other virus, it stays in your system until you kill it, until you get rid of it. And steroids don't get rid of it. Oxygen doesn't get rid of it. Giving you a chance to win a Mangiatutto gift certificate for $25. Be listening sometime between now and the close of the show. Give you a chance to win. Because I just love giving stuff away. And congratulations to Rose yesterday, last night, who was the first person to come up to me as I was standing in line to check in, said, I heard you were going to be here tonight, and I heard if I were the first person that came up and said I was listening to you. So she got herself that gift card to Glen Eagles. Such a great time last night. Let's get back to you. Mask mandate for Nevada. Flush twice. It's a long way to Sizzlax office. Thank you so much. Regarding the answer to the poll question from yesterday, if the president signs a bill for gun control, do you think they should take away his protection detail completely? I don't agree with his viewpoints, but this is America, and we have to respect them, whether we like them or not. I don't know. That's a tough one. Thank you for that one. But at what point do we, even the president, do we say, stop messing with the Constitution and going against our constitutional rights? Besides, these presidents that keep being elected, I'm using air quotes here, elected, that keep doing this, were they really elected? More and more information is coming out from Maricopa County, from all the different counties. We just have to be patient, I guess. because the more information that comes out, can we even trust our elections? And I'm not talking just from 2020. I'm talking about all of them that have been in place since the Dominion machines have been in place, since Smartmatic has been in place. That's what I'm saying. We're in some dangerous times right now, and we need to make sure that our rights are protected. Now, just something that I wanted to bring you from mainstream media, because you're getting two different stories. This is from CBS in Sacramento. Higher COVID rate found in some counties with higher vaccination rate. Why and what it says about the Delta variant. I will link this. Actually, I linked quite a few things onto my webpage last night. I went back and finished out last week, and I put a bunch of stories on there that I just don't have time to get to, because we open up the phone lines and people start talking about the school boards and the things that we should be talking about. So I put a little thing together. If you go to the 923 or 991fmtalk.com, if you go into the schedule, if you click on weekdays, if you click on my name, it takes you to my page. Some of the stories that I'm unable to get to. Dr. Zach Bush, chemical farming, epidemic, chronic disease. This is an excellent article that you need to read. OpenVares.com is on there, COVID full data. The bioweapons kill people with specific DNA. That's a very interesting story. FDA issues complete recall for COVID-19 rapid tests. The Dr. Fauci dossier, that's a PDF, that's there. And this is just one that gets me. Chicago schools claim that dishing out condoms to fifth graders is needed because of what? What do you think it's needed for? Because they think it's because of racism. Wow. Fifth graders and condoms. I remember when I originally got into this business, you know, people were upset that condoms were being given out to seventh graders, eighth graders, sixth graders, and now we're down to fifth. What does that tell you? There's also a great article in there, Pfizer leak, exposing the Pfizer manufacturing and supply agreement. This is how you educate yourself. There's also a good article in there on Regeneron, antibody cocktail, Donald Trump and coronavirus. DHS training program prepares for lockdowns, mass public quarantines. See how they're doing that in the rurals. And the article that we're going to come back actually and talk about was put out by sfgate.com, that's San Francisco article that was put out, on how Lake Tahoe, the hiring and the housing crisis is just, I don't know how Tahoe's going to survive. I honestly don't. But we'll take a look at the lake when we come back after our news report right here on The Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Before we get to Lake Tahoe, I want to bring you this. This is from Governor Kristi Noem. America's meat supply is a matter of national security. If we don't control our own food supply, then we don't control our own destiny. South Dakota feeds the world, and we do it better than anybody else. We have more head of cattle per person than any other state. But anti-competitive practices in the meatpacking industry are threatening that way of life. We need more competition, more transparency, and more options for our cattle producers to market their livestock. Over time, the beef processing industry has consolidated into four mega packers who control 85% of America's beef supply. That's bad for competition, and it leads to higher prices at the grocery store for American people. Two of these companies are based out of Brazil. One of the companies here in this country is actually owned by the Chinese. That's my little put in there for you. And these companies have such a tight control over the marketplace that beef producers are lucky to even make $100 per head of cattle. Recently, one of these Brazilian companies, JBS, was hacked, and 20% of America's beef supply went offline overnight. Okay, I'm going to end it there. Shipping yard in South Africa got hacked, shut down all of shipping there. People are even avoiding South Africa, the ports there, to go to other places. Here's the deal. Our meat processors here in Northern Nevada are overwhelmed, and they're only dealing with certain ranchers and even the private market that just have maybe, you know, one or two cows that they want to process. I have a rancher friend who wants to do something because he's locked out of the processing plants because he's got more than, you know, five or six head that he wants to process. They have mobile processing plants. It's literally two big rigs back to back of the big trailers. FDA approved. But when you get FDA approval, you have to go by their rules and regulations. One of these rigs, these portable, transportable rigs, can be purchased for $1 million. What I am suggesting is that the local ranchers get together, form a co-op, and purchase one of these rigs. Because then we can start getting some meat processed for Northern Nevada. We've even got another processing plant that wants to open up. We need to focus on stuff like this and get these things done. We cannot let other countries and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, other states control our food supply. We keep screaming, buy local, buy local, buy local. Well, how can you buy local when your food is being processed in other countries? Just something to think about. If any of the ranchers listening out there, you find this an interesting topic, just email me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com and I'll get you guys together. Form a co-op. Pull your money together and invest in one of these things. Let's get to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Miguel's on the line, wants to talk about masks in school. Thanks for calling in, Miguel.
Hi. So I actually sent you an email earlier today.
And I read it.
About the masks in schools. Yeah, I heard. So my sister and I, we were trying to form kind of a rebellion group. We formed an email It's called free.galena@gmail.com. We're both sophomores in Galena High School, and we're sick and tired of the mask uses in the schools. So we're trying to form a rebellion group to go against it. She's going to send out meeting spots in front of the schools for kids to go in without masks. And I would encourage any parent, student, and even staff that goes to Galena High School to go to that email, free.galena@gmail.com, to join the fight against mask uses in schools.
Well, and I would encourage other high schools to do the exact same thing and get your groups together. Miguel, thank you for being a force. I know, you know, last year and before you were worried about doing this, and I'm glad you've come around. Stand up for yourself. More teenagers, more kids need to do that. They need to be educated. Let's check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about masks. Gene, what do you think?
What do I think is this? You know, I just got off the phone with a couple of senators, you know, and I was kind of venting with these folks. And I've decided to come full circle back to the White House on the Delta variant, the rampaging spread of the variant across this country. And I think the primary conduit for the spread is the immigration policies, the lack of immigration policies emanating from the White House, our border being overrun by over 500,000 illegal immigrants since early March. They are the conduit, and the White House is the conduit for the catastrophe we have unfolding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would further say that when we took a look at vaccine hesitancy on behalf of Americans who are hesitant, I think when they see the contempt from the White House of Americans' own safety and safety with respect to the virus and as it's being, as it rushes across the border on an untold numbers on a daily basis, I think they're asking the question, why should I get vaccinated if this president is in such contempt of the safety of the American people on this virus with respect to the border policy?
So not just the president, his entire administration and Democrats in general.
Well, I couldn't agree more, you know, and then the specter, you know, the revelation this morning also that there are a few governors who are now want to move ahead with taxpayer-enabled benefits for illegal immigrants, you know. But what I'm getting at is this, is that the contempt of this White House for the American people and their public health and public safety with respect to the border is the conduit for the spread of the Delta virus and is the conduit for the unvaccinated saying no to getting vaccinated. You know, the mutual contempt and the contempt is reciprocal, partly mutually reciprocated by the public, saying, if you're not going to protect me from the virus, why should I get a vaccination at all? So it comes back full circle to the immigration policy. And that is the conduit for everything that's going wrong with turning the corner on this virus. It comes back to the White House and immigration.
Well, if we're going to turn a corner on this virus, people need to actually be treated, not just, you know, given oxygen or steroids. They need to be treated, just as I was speaking with Dr. Dalton in the last hour. But Gene, the other thing to consider is, I wonder how many people got vaccinated because they were told that they could now drop the mask. And now they're being told the exact opposite. It's just a game to them.
Well, there was a poll this morning a Rasmussen poll this morning that I looked at, that almost 70% of Americans believe that the COVID virus and the control that's being imparted upon them will continue or escalate after the virus is over, or if the virus is ever over, where it concerns other policy initiatives that are coming down the pike from this administration. And from what I'm hearing, every time they start to talk about this second edition of infrastructure for $3.5 trillion, that they keep intimating that there's going to be more and more draconian climate mandates coming down from Democrats and the administration. So
Yeah, they're tying this all into the climate crisis. So, Gene, I got to let you go. I got to move on to Dave, but thank you as usual for doing what you do, especially contacting the administration, because that's what we need to do more of. Get on the phones, get on the emails, let these people know that we're not going to stand for it.
You have to circle back to the White House when it comes to this virus. It all comes back to the immigration disaster that they put in place. Thanks, Monica.
Exactly. Thanks, Gene. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Check in with Dave this morning. Dave, I've only got 2 minutes for you, so I know you got three topics. Hit it. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, hey, Monica, it's Nate down in Carson. You got my name wrong. Anyway, first of all,
hey, Nate.
I'm just saying the boot's not coming off the neck. They're going to keep the boot on our neck. They told you to get a shot, not wear a mask. They're going against their word. I mean, anybody that says they're doing good right now, I want to know what you're taking because I want some of it. There's nothing good left anymore. Satan is on his way. We know where he stands in Jerusalem, and people need to pay attention. Don't watch the Olympics. Boycott everything. All the competitors are pulling out with mental health problems right now. They're all messed up. The NFL is a joke. They're firing people in there, their coaches. This thing's over. They're bringing it to its knees right now, Monica. You don't understand that, right?
Oh, I watch everything that's going on. And, yeah, I've talked to I was just talking to a gentleman last night that said, literally, this is biblical.
Monica, it's biblical. It's Isaiah. Go read Isaiah 3, verse 4 today. It says, and if you allow it in the end, I'm going to put children to rule over you. They're going to have the minds of babies. We got these guys crying in our Congress, bunch of wimps. I mean, it's already over. All we need is this guy to show up in Jerusalem. Anyone that says they're a Christian right now and you're not picking up your Bible and reading 2 Thessalonians 2, Revelation 13, understand where we're at. We are at the door right now. Monica, I thank you for letting me talk. As always, thank you very much.
Nate, thank you.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And to our friends over in Susanville, well, boy, at least the air quality is better than what it was yesterday. It was off the charts. Today, it's in the unhealthy range, which is still not good, but at least it's a lot better than it was yesterday. Minden, Carson City, Reno, all in the moderate range today. What a difference a day makes, and what a difference which way the wind is blowing makes a difference as well. So breathe easy and breathe healthy out there, and we're going to hopefully help you breathe a little bit happier today. Phone lines are open at 884-9910. My mind is going so crazy that I can't even think of a trivia question, so let's do this. Just caller number 5 at 884-9910. You're going to pick up that $25 Mangiatutto gift card, courtesy of the Monica Jay Show and 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and Mangiatutto. So caller number 5, good luck to you. As we wrap up the show, I didn't get a chance to get to Tahoe, but let me tell you, they are hurting. South Lake, North Lake, the housing prices are incredible. The cost of living there, and that includes for people who are just holding down minimum wage jobs. And a lot of these businesses up there are having a hard time hiring people because, well, they make more money on unemployment. So please, if you're going to visit Tahoe, be patient. And you should visit Tahoe because it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It is our gem. And let's protect it by protecting the businesses up there. And if it takes you a little longer to get your breakfast or your lunch or your dinner or get out on the lake, just keep that in mind. People are refusing to work because the government is paying them literally not to. So be patient with those business owners and be generous to the people who are actually working their tails off, double shifts, tired as all get out. Be generous. Tip well. So the Department of Justice which is a joke in itself, says that government agencies and companies can force employees to get COVID vaccines as California and New York City lead the way with mandates. The Department of Justice. Okay. Well, just a few responses from people to that statement. The DOJ is not the arbiter of legality. SCOTUS is. And I'm sure that we will see this at the Supreme Court soon enough. Ian says just because the DOJ says it's legal doesn't mean it's constitutional or humane. Memorize the Nuremberg Act. Let's see. Psalms 2 for Liberty says, imagine a vax so safe you have to be threatened to take it. To prevent a disease that is so deadly, you need a test to see if you even have it. And this comes from Jack. I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conspired or conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit and highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. Now that was posted by Jack, but it's actually the words of President John F. Kennedy. Words to think about. Tactics to think about. Everything that we are seeing around us. Wendy was caller number 5 from Carson City. Thank you so much for listening today, Wendy. Enjoy that Mongitudo gift certificate. Get out and have a great meal. And you know what? Just get out and have a great time. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. Be back tomorrow with even more of the truth.